007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Well, Garrett, it's been a big week for Bond, I suppose. That's first up.
Yeah, I watched it live as they did the announcement from the Bond stage at Pinewood Studios, and Sam Mendes, you know, introducing the cast, including Andrew Scott,
great
which
piece.
Is great for
yeah.
him to be in a Bond movie. Spectre is the name of the movie. They start filming on Monday. But, you know, just using, I suppose, the net now, and they had this streaming live on YouTube to do the announcement
yeah.
and introduce the cast and just build the hype. And it's a quick turnaround because they said it's going to be released this time next year. Year. So
wow.
and they're only starting to shoot on Monday, so that's a very 7 months filming. So they're obviously going to edit all the way through and have it ready. That's a fast turnaround, I have
is.
To say. But
exciting,
trying to get in
like
there before Star Wars, probably. So what a year
that
next year!
Film. Yeah.
Yeah, that other little film. So we'll have Bond and we'll have Star Wars coming all at us
very
next December.
Good, yeah, and we also had, of course, exciting news this week in terms of casting for Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes, he just keeps getting big role after big role, and we're probably going to see him Oscar nominated this year as well. But he's going to play Dr. Stephen Strange in Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange movie as well. We're going to have a lot of movies from Marvel. They've already announced to us that, you know, we're going to have, you know, so many over the next few years. Ryan Reynolds, of course, was announced as well to play Deadpool. So, you know, Joaquin Phoenix was sought for this role that Cumberbatch has now taken up, but looks like they're planning in November 4th, 2016 release for this movie. Scott Derrickson is directing the film, but a script as well from John Spates. So it's, you know, a big role for Cumberbatch to move into that. Now, I think
all the Sherlock heads, huh?
Yeah, and a lot of the sort of fanboys that would follow these things had been sort of touting him for the role. I don't know much about Doctor Strange. It's not my world at all, but apparently they wanted him for it, and so now they're happy.
There you go. Sure, you can do no wrong. Now, what about Robin Hood?
Robin Hood, I've mentioned this before, but it looks like it's going to be coming back in a new form. This is with Disney Pictures. They've acquired the Brandon Baker spec script, which was called Nottingham and Hood, which they plan to turn into a potential adventure franchise launcher that fits in with the Disney global brand. The revisionist take on the Robin Hood legend is said to have a Pirates of the Caribbean style tone to it. So we're going to see that one. This is actually based on a script that was picked up by Disney, and they've decided to go with it. So, you know, we'll probably see that spin into three movies.
Speaking of which, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It did really well at the box office.
Yeah.
Really, really well. And of course, the merchandise is huge as well. You just can't turn in a toy shop and see, you know, big aisle dedicated to the Ninja Turtles. They're moving ahead with a sequel. Why not? Because they've made so much money from that one. $478 million worldwide is
nothing
what it made.
That.
David Green, who directed Earth to Echo, if you remember that movie
yes.
just recently, he's in talks to direct the sequel for the live action movie. This is because it's moving faster than they had planned, and he's going to take over from Jonathan Liebesman, who helmed the first film, but he can't do it because he's involved now with a TV show. So you have Michael Bay involved with this, you know, he's an executive producer on it, but Megan Fox and Will Arnett are expected to reprise their roles from the first film. I saw the first film. It was just it was exactly what you'd expect.
It has its fans, as you say.
It does,
it's doing well.
It does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Garrett, when you mentioned a certain remake recently on this show, and that was The Magnificent Seven, I have to say the response wasn't great in terms of some of our listeners getting in touch. How could you?
I could imagine.
Remake The Magnificent
yeah.
Seven?
It's
going ahead, though.
It is. I mean, it's a sacred kind of film, isn't it, for
yes.
a lot of people, with the music and everything, and that, you know, great cast that it had. But it looks like it's going ahead. Chris Pratt is in early talks now to join Denzel Washington in the cast for this movie. Antoine Fuqua is making the movie. Of course, it was a remake itself, I suppose, in a way, of Seven Samurai, and you know, the 1960 original version starred Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen. A lot of people don't want anyone to touch it, but the creator of True Detective wrote an early script for this, but John Lee Hancock has since revised it, so it is going ahead.
It's
I'm
interesting.
Sorry, everybody.
I know, the only thing is, I suppose, you know, the modern take on the Western can be interesting. I'm thinking of The Homesman out at the moment, and how Clint Eastwood did Unforgiven, unless they really do it well. But I don't know.
I suppose your fear is that you're going to end up in a sort of Lone Ranger type territory and that it has to go big to,
yes,
to survive at the box office.
Yeah,
and,
you just don't want to touch it, as you say. It's one of those. Now, a sequel to Independence Day?
Yeah,
really?
Here's when you don't mind being touched too much because, it's kind of as almost if we're jumping back into the mid-1990s because it has been announced that there's going to be a sequel to Independence Day. In fact, they were going to do two sequels, but they've held back on that because the other one they're looking to do, and this is Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich, who were behind the projects, is Stargate. Do you remember that movie as well? So these two are moving forward. They want to obviously direct both of them. And to be involved with them, but I suppose it's another attempt at rebooting some franchises.
This is it. This is what's
Independence
happening.
Day, I think, you know, probably looking back, had one of the best trailer shots ever, which was the White House blowing up,
yes,
and that basically sold the film to people, and it did so well. Will Smith was in it, and but it was.
I remember actually going to see it in the States on Independence Day, and there was fierce excitement. There were queues around the block, as
it hadn't a lot of substance, but at the time it had so much of those big effects shots, and that's what drew people in the trailer.
Yeah. At the time, it was big, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And of course, they're too aplenty now in terms of what you see in trailers nowadays.
Some casting news. Jessica Chastain, great actress.
Yes, and Kit Harington are set to star in The Death and Life of John F. Donovan, the Hollywood set English language film debut of acclaimed young French Canadian filmmaker Javier Dolan. Harington will play the role of an American movie star, a man whose correspondence with an 11-year-old actor living with his mother in England is exposed, prompting ill-founded assumptions that begin to destroy his life and career. Chastain would play the villain of the piece, the editor of a celebrity dishing magazine named The Gossip, who targets Donovan. Hmm. Sounds like an interesting project. And for the 25-year-old director, who's already directed five features, this is an exciting project. And he had a success at Cannes as well. So
now, success for some Irish films in terms of Sundance.
Sundance takes place in January, and there's a number of notable productions that are heading its way, such as Glassland. This is Gerard Barrett's film starring Jack Rayner and Will Poulter, and it's heading to be in competition, actually, in amongst just 12 other, it's part of 12 films that are selected for a category of World Cinematic Dramatic Competition, so congrats to them. And Strangerland as well, this is another production that was financed from Irish sources, and then a documentary as well called The Visit. So this is great to see.
It's wonderful,
movies like this doing well. We've had a good track record, actually, of movies recently. I mean, last year Frank was there, and Calvary as well, and there's others as well. I mean, there's 71, the Northern Ireland set, that's actually playing, and Mark Cousins, the Northern Ireland documentary filmmaker, has his new movie there as well. So there's going to be quite
good. We wish them all well.
Yeah, January 22nd to February 1st in Park City, Utah.
Very good.
So they'll all have to wrap up for that heading over.
Exactly. Now, a little closer to home, January 28th to 30th is a Digital Biscuit.
Digital Biscuit. Yeah, I've been to this, and a nice event. It's the Screen Directors Guild of Ireland. They've announced the third annual Digital Biscuit. It's Ireland's Film and Technology Forum, which takes place in the Science Gallery from the 28th to the 30th of January. It's, I suppose, an international film and technology conference that aims to foster innovation and collaboration in film and television productions. Michelle Gondry, actually the director and screenwriter of the likes of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, is coming as well. Bruno Delbonnel, cinematographer for Amelie and Harry Potter, movies like that, he's going to be there as well. So there's a lot of notable speakers, and then they have a showcase of a lot of different demos of technology and things like that. So
great.
If you're interested in that, look it up, Digital Biscuit.
Very good. We're going to come to new releases in just a moment, but one of the biggies to see in the IFI, Blade Runner,
yeah. It's apparently going to be a full-scale release of this, re-release of it in April, but you get a chance to see it at the IFI. Apparently it was locked up, actually, in sort of protracted legal issues as well, that we couldn't get this exhibition of this, which is Ridley Scott's cut of it.
Mm.
There was many, many cuts. I remember many DVD versions coming out of it saying, the director's cut. Oh, no, this is the director's cut, the extended edition director's cut. Anyway, if you want to see it, it's on at the IFI, and what date? Do I have a date for you? It's the 14th of December that it's on at 6:30. So you go to ifi.ie to get tickets.
I see it on the big screen. What trailer should we check out online?
This movie looks good for Jennifer Aniston, and a bit of you know, awards talk around it as well. The movie's called Cake, and Claire initiates a dubious relationship with a widower while confronting fantastical hallucinations of his dead wife, and that role is played by Anna Kendrick, but Felicity Huffman, William H. Macy and Sam Worthington also
really
star in the
cast.
Movie.
Yeah.
Really good cast, and take a look at it because it's a sort of, you know, a very, very different role for Jennifer Aniston.
Good.
And she's getting a lot of attention for it, so that's
good,
our
good.
Trailer watch.
That is Cake. Okay, new movies in our cinemas this weekend. Black Sea,
this is Jude Law starring in this one, directed by Kevin MacDonald, and in order to make good with his former employers, a submarine captain takes a job with a shadowy backer to search the depths of the Black Sea for a submarine rumoured to be loaded with gold. If you like your submarine movies, you'll probably like that one. There's the start of the Christmas movies as well, mm-hmm. with a movie called Get Santa, about a father and son who team up to save Christmas once they discover Santa Claus is sleeping in their garage after crashing his sleigh and finding himself on the run from police. Men, Women and Children is from Jason Reitman.
Yes.
He directed the likes of Juno as well. Good cast in this. Adam Sandler, Jennifer Garner, Rosemary DeWitt all star in it. A group of high school teenagers and their parents attempt to navigate the many ways the internet has changed their relationships, their communication, their self-image and of course their love lives. And then if you want something very funny for the kids.
Yeah, plenty of laughs in this.
Yeah, I saw it last weekend. It is just that. It's quite funny. This is the spin-off from the movie Madagascar, and the success of that movie was pretty much down to the penguins, who were incredibly funny in
they stole the show.
And this is Penguins of Madagascar.
You stole the Medusa serum?
Well, stole the serum, saved the day, did your job for you. Call it what you will. Demi.
Dave.
He hacked into our system.
Where's the sound?
Dave!
I can't
hear. Your microphone, it's not on.
Click on the button with the picture of the microphone.
Every time a villain calls in, this happens.
Hello? Hello?
Well, now we can
so
hear
annoying.
You, but we cannot see you.
Every time.
That's like talking to my parents.
This always happens.
How about now?
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Excellent.
We've got you. That's fantastic.
Now, where was I?
Yes, plenty of laughs in that. Penguins of Madagascar. A couple more to mention.
Yes, St. Vincent stars Bill Murray, Melissa McCarthy and Naomi Watts. A young boy whose parents have just divorced, finds an unlikely friend and mentor in the man who lives next door, which is Bill Murray. Two other movies then, The Grandmaster and The Pyramid, and they're on limited release as well throughout the country.
Very good. What TV movie are you recommending? Are we getting a little Christmassy?
I suppose, isn't this the weekend that most people are looking at putting up the decorations?
True.
So why not watch a movie that is all about that, which is Deck the Halls, which is Matthew Broderick, Danny DeVito starring in it. It's just a bit of a laugh. A man's proud status as the neighbourhood's king of
yes.
Christmas comes under threat when a newcomer broadcasts his intention to decorate his house with so many lights. You know what you're going to get with it, but why not? It's on RT1 at 6:35 this evening.
Very good, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.